We gather on Palm Sunday 2019. We gather these solemn celebrations of our faith. In fact, this week is our time. We call this week Holy Week. Because if you identify as a Christian, if Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, if you claim to follow Him in word and action, this is our time. Somebody once called, defined the word holy as different. When you are holy, you find yourself saying and doing things that are different from the world. And how true is that word for this week? No other time is the church so active. Every day, there's something going on in church. Holy Week, once again. And what comes to mind today in prayer are the first words, the first reading for Mass today. The reading that comes to us from the prophet Isaiah. The words are very simply, "The Lord has given me a well-trained tongue. The Lord has given me a well-trained tongue." Just think about it. Our tongues are essential to our speech. Without a tongue, you can't sing, you can't announce, you can't speak, you're mute. We do all kinds of things with our tongues. Some of the things are good, some of them are not so good. We do good things like use our speech with our tongue to say to somebody, "Thank you, I love you, I forgive you." We use our tongues to speak words of "don't do that" because that's wrong, to correct someone. We may use our tongues to encourage someone who's having a difficult time. "It's going to be all right. Hold on." But sometimes, church, if we're honest, I do, and perhaps you do as well, misuse our tongues, misuse our speech. The things that we say, the vulgarities, the things that come out of our mouth, just opening up and preparing today for church, to hear people early in the morning using all kinds of foul language, and their children are walking right behind them. We use our tongues to say nasty things to people that hurt them, that bully them, that exclude them. But the Lord says to the prophet Isaiah today, "I have a well-trained tongue." A well-trained tongue. Meaning there's something different about the Christian tongue than the rest of the world. The Christian should conduct herself or himself in a different manner because of Christ. Because Isaiah is prophesying what will happen when Jesus comes so many years later. All the prophets in the Old Testament are pointing to Christ and his moment when he comes to bring salvation to all the world. That tongue that Jesus uses was words of encouragement, words of support, and words of love. The one word that jumps off the words of the passion we just heard today proclaimed, when Jesus says, "I will confer a kingdom upon you." Meaning, the kingdom of God is among us. Meaning, God has broken into our world in the midst of all the messed up stuff we see. God is with us. God walks with us and talks with us along the way. He is with us today and always. That's the good news. Oh, a well-trained tongue, that I might speak a word to the weary that might rouse them. Morning after morning, he opens his ear that I might hear. I have not rebelled, I have not turned back. Jesus comes into our world for one reason, for salvation, church. And what we celebrate today are these events, these moments where Jesus uses his tongue to give good news. Words like, Father, forgive them, they have no idea what they're doing. Words like, today you will be with me in paradise. Words of healing and peace. Daughters, don't weep for me. Weep for your children and your children's children. In a world that sometimes is downright ratchet. But the good news on Palm Sunday, the good news on Palm Sunday is that God has not abandoned us, church. God has not forsaken us, church. And we might sometimes think that somehow God has forgotten me in my situation, in my story. There's a young man I know. He's a good guy. Works hard. Never been caught up in all the stuff that so many young black males get caught up in. And he revealed to me recently that he suffers from sickle cell anemia. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It's so easy for him to cry out, why me? Why my situation? Why are my eyes sometimes blurred to the point where I can't even see correctly? But when I talked to him, he says, you know what? I got health care. You know what? I got my girl to take me to the hospital when I need to go. You know what? I'm still able to see a little bit. You know what? I believe the sun is still rising in my life because he understands, even though it gets difficult sometimes, church. And it does. It does. It does. He understands that God is with him. How many of us are going through difficult moments with our families? Or we might look good, dressed up, but you don't realize what happens when the door closes, do we? When that child you've tried to raise and given the roots, and now they have the wings, at least they should have, to fly, they just won't leave your house. You almost want to say to yourself, are you my child? Or that relationship you thought was on solid rock. It's a man that came to me to see me in confession and to share some of his infidelities in his marriage. Wife had no idea. But how many of us are playing that game and hoping and praying he or she doesn't find out? It gets weary sometimes. How about our relationships when it comes to jobs? Trying to find one, trying to provide and work hard. And you work and do everything you can, and you train the person they put over you. It gets weary sometimes. And how about this thing trying to stay part of this thing called church? We think sometimes in our male privilege, in our clerical privilege, well, it's over. It's not over. When people have been hurt by crimes and sins, when folks who knew the right thing didn't do it, and you want me to continue to trust, to pay and obey, to shut up and dribble? It gets weary out there. When folks are still asking you, why are you still Catholic? It gets weary out there being part of this reality called United States of America. Have we lost our soul? have we lost our mind? The walls, the nastiness, the meanness, the way we have lowered and desecrated the highest office in our country. The things that we have normalized, it's okay. It's not okay. Leaders should lead correctly. Leaders should do right. Leaders should be right. And what are we saying to our children when they listen and watch? It gets weary. It's hard out there. And sometimes you want to turn off the news and just say, leave me alone. But I got some good news for you today. I got some good news for you today. I got some good news for you today. You see, because the Lord has done great things for us, and we got to be filled with joy. You see, though he was in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God something to be grasped, the young lady said, but he humbled himself and came among us as servant, as slave, to raise us up. If they did it to Jesus, don't think they're not going to do it to you. If they lied on Jesus, they're going to lie on you. If they crucified and murdered the wrong man, don't think they're going to do it to you sometimes. If you think your homies, your squad got your back, guess what? They did it to Jesus. They might do it to you too. But Jesus knew the love of his God. He knew the love. He knew who he was and what he was about. And he used his tongue, his well-trained tongue, to give peace and blessings and salvation to all the world. How do you use your tongue? How do I use my tongue? When I have moments, when you have moments to speak up for the truth, for Jesus is truth, are we silent? When we have moments to say, no, that will not happen here, do we say, no, I got to do it a different direction? How do we use our voice, that gift that comes to us from God? As we walk these days, these sacred days from Palm Sunday, these days of Holy Week on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Holy Thursday, we come and celebrate the gift of being servant as Jesus gets on his hands and knees to wash feet, to show us that's what leadership looks like. We come on Good Friday in the quiet, in the darkness of that day, when the devil rejoices in the death of Christ. We just say, just hold on. It ain't over yet. You just wait a little bit longer. And when we come in vigil, the same way the Israelites were told to pack your stuff and walk like you got somewhere to go. I'm doing something new. In the darkness, I got a candle for you. In the light, I got a cloud of smoke to come from the darkness into light and have new life come into our church. New life. To celebrate Christ's resurrection and new life. And yes, next Sunday, on Resurrection Day, when this year we're gonna put on some white and some gold, because we are kings and queens in God's kingdom. We are blessed in the kingdom of God here in North Philadelphia. And to celebrate resurrection and life, and yes, to know God has not abandoned us. God has not forsaken us. No matter what you're going through in your health, your family, your situation, God has not abandoned you. God is with you. God loves you. Turn to your neighbor. Turn to your neighbor, church, and put a Christian Palm Sunday smile on your face. And then say, God loves you. Use your tongue, church, your well-trained tongue, to announce God loves you. God loves you. God's with you. God has not abandoned you today and always. Bring it on. Holy Week 2019. Amen. 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 Well-trained tongue. The word to the weary to encourage them. Stand up, church. Let's rise together and profess our faith. The faith of the church proclaimed throughout the world.